With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is riding high, heading into today's Super Tuesday primaries. It was a landslide victory for Mr. Trump in the North Dakota Republican caucuses. He gets the state's 29 delegates, having captured just over 84% of the vote, to Nikki Haley's roughly 14%. And then there's the Supreme Court decision, keeping his name on primary ballots. Mr. Trump applauds the High Court for its unanimous ruling.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
There are Super Tuesday primaries in 15 states and one U.S. territory, with former President Trump and President Biden hoping for more big wins. Hundreds of delegates are at stake, the biggest haul for either party on a single day. Also at SRNnews.com, a Texas immigration law put on hold by the U.S. Supreme Court while justices consider a challenge to the statute.
Under the Texas law, state officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, people arrested can agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or be prosecuted on a misdemeanor charge. Migrants who do not leave after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a more serious felony. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A UN report documents credible allegations of sexual assaults on civilians during the October 7th Hamas terror attack on southern Israel. Around 1,200 people died, some 250 others taken hostage. The brutal attack triggered the Israel-Hamas war, with Israel vowing to wipe the terrorist group from the face of the earth. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, Dow futures down 57 points, NASDAQ futures off 134. This is SRN News. The expansion of private education vouchers is leading to more students at some religious schools.
Nine states expanded school voucher programs last year, allowing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition. So many families have signed up for those reimbursements that some states are already exceeding their budgets, and religious schools are seeing increased interest. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, nearly 80% of private school families chose religious ones. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. A Rasmussen National Survey found that 40% of likely voters believe Mr. Trump is a better friend to Israel, while just 27% think Mr. Biden is stronger. 21% say both men's support for Israel are about the same. During the current Israel-Hamas war, the Biden administration has firmly backed Israel's right to defend itself. This is SRN News. The plea is guilty from a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman.
Appearing in Boston's federal court, 22-year-old Jack Teixeira admitted to leaking highly classified military documents about Ukraine and other national security secrets while he worked at the Air Force Intelligence Wing at the Otis Air Base in Massachusetts. Prosecutors are calling for a 17-year prison sentence for the willful retention and transmission of national defense operations. Teixeira's attorney describes him as just being a kid and says he is remorseful. That leak raised alarm over America's ability to protect its military secrets. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A spectacular fire at a warehouse near Detroit last night triggered multiple explosions at Rock Suburban Clinton Township. Police implored residents to stay inside their homes during the worst of the explosions. More details, SRNnews.com.